The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, so now that I've had some caffeine, hopefully this will go better. I'm now reviewing the Advanced Player's Guide, and I'll just go down the laundry list like I did last time. The first section is Races. This offers a giant list of variant rules for races and favored classes, rather than creating any new races, such as the Abomination, that were stone children, stone form, stone stoners. Just flipping this open, I flipped to Pyromaniac, which gives you bonuses to fire magic as opposed to illusion magic, which I think was greatly useful, as opposed to being kind of pigeonholed into using illusion. Then you've also got the favorite class section, which I'm picking right off the list, is Alchemist, where you can create more bombs. By allowing players to do this, they have a bit more flexibility in their characters, which is quite nice because sometimes you don't feel like being the standard cut-and-paste gnome, half-orc, dwarf, what have you. The second section is on classes. The new classes that they've introduced are Alchemist, Cavalier, Inquisitor, Oracle, Summoner, and Witch. The Alchemist specialize in creating bombs and potions as they can use them on themselves. Cavaliers, well, self-explanatory, honor, and sticking things on my pointy stick. Inquisitors, killing people who disagree with me. I mean, smiting people who are against my god. Oracles, which are basically cleric and sorcerer got together, got drunk at a party, and had a child. Summoner, which specializes in summoning creatures, and Build-A-Bear pet, using kind of the same rules as animal companions, but even better with more evolution standards. But, of course, here in Kansas I can't say evolution, so they mutate differently. And then witches, who specialize in hexes and a few spells that basically make them feel kind of like an adept that can curse the hell out of people. The next section are feats. They have a giant list of feats. I mean, looking at this, it is four solid pages of feats, including teamwork feats, which I absolutely love, where you can actually start coordinating with other players and using those giant list of feat, giant amount of feats that you now get. You can, a lot of them are now based on race. For example, there's a feat where half-orcs get scent, because we all know half-orcs are smelly, so, oh, wait, I guess that's the wrong way around. So the feats are fantastic, and I'm loving them. One of my personal favorites is Smash, which it requires power attack and half-orc, but you ignore 5 points of hardness whenever you're breaking an object. Because let's face it, when you're in a half-orc, and you have power attack, you're probably barbarian, and you like to break stuff. If you combine this with Destructive Rage from one of the previous books, you will be a decimator whenever you go to a tea party. No, like your tea, I break your chair! Okay. Then we flip on to new equipment. I've never been too keen on new equipment, but luckily the Advanced Player's Guide kind of soothes some of my pains. I was the person who, in the previous edition, looked at the Arms and Equipment Guide and said, that's really kind of lame, because one of my friends used them to death. For example, there's an entire dungeon where goblins use marbles as currency. While amusing, it was not amusing to loot 30 different goblins, and each of them had different equipment. Needless to say, I felt like committing seppuku after that just to be able to restore some of my life. However, luckily, they boil it down to things that I think will be fairly useful, with the exception of some of the armor, which confuses me. For example, they have sword canes now, some of the, like a swordbreaker dagger, Man Catcher, for those of us who believe, you know, you should capture your PCs and sell them into slavery for amusement, and Double Crossbows for those of us who play Warhammer and pretend we're Dark Elves. Then we go over to armor. This is some of the sections where I was kind of fuzzy. For example, they have wooden armor and quilted cloth armor and an agile breastplate and agile halfplate, which are kind of wonky to me, but if you're looking for more definition on your armor, then maybe yes, I could see that you built your armor for more flexibility. Then we have the random goods and services, which actually I'm pretty happy about. One of the things that I now love is the Masterwork Backpack. You're like, what, Andre, really, a Masterwork Backpack? That's lame. However, it's 50 gold, and what it does is increases your carrying capacity. It treats your strength as one higher for purposes of carrying capacity, which is one of the things I always like doing because I always have my players keep track of their weight anyway. And now this allows them to carry a bit more stuff and for me to taunt them and steal their Masterwork Backpack. Now have a longer list of alchemical substances, which is fantastic because, let's face it, we all get tired of just throwing an alchemist fire. And they are now weapon blanches, which basically you spread on your weapon and it counts as that for a short while. For example, don't want to waste your money on a silver longsword? Get the silver sword blanch. You make your sword silver for a while, which will mean that werewolves are screwed. Then, of course, they also have toolkits, fortune-telling decks, and giant cages. Because, once again, I believe in catching my players and selling them into slavery. Alright. Now we get to the really, really long section that I am going to go over really, really fast because I am not going to describe everything here. Spells. Yes, there are new spells. They have a ton of new spells. Most of the classes that they introduce have spells that are unique to them and some of the other spells. And let's just face it, there's a hell of a lot of spells. Spells. Like a good 15-20% of the book is spells. Alright, now we go on to a far more interesting topic, which is prestige classes. I have long stood by the fact that I think Pathfinder is now actually making it difficult to choose whether or not to go into a prestige class. Because let's face it, a level 20 fighter is now something to be feared, as opposed to in 3.5, where it was, your level 20 fighter? What, are you dumb? Why are you doing that? You should go into a prestige class. Become more specialized. But, once again, they've now introduced new prestige classes, which conveniently take some of the classes that they've introduced. For example, the Master Chemist! You begin to mutate yourself in horrible and unnatural ways. The most disturbing part of it, I think, is a gnome druid who seems to be mutating herself. Kind of horrific, but funny at the same time, because let's face it, we all love seeing gnomes in pain. We then get to the giant laundry list of magic items, and yes, just like spells, there are a ton of pre-built magic items and new ways to make magic items. For example, you can have giant hide armor, because remember, we like making armor out of other sentient creatures' skin. And then the really funny thing would to put the new descriptor, Righteous, on it. They've got rings, rods, and everything else. Now they've got some new rules. You'll notice that in some of my previous games, we have things called bennies. Well, they now implement something for that called hero points. And they now have magic items that specifically deal with hero points, which I don't necessarily agree with, but if you're looking for something along that line, it's fairly fun. It's fairly tasty. Because they do it well, you get to do all the same rerolls, they have spells that will basically give you, quote, luck. And it will help your players out immensely. Because let's face it, you don't want to roll a one when someone casts Implosion on you. The next section they have is traits. Now, traits are really, really a lot like the Unearthed Arcana. They allow you to trade in some of your stuff for other stuff. For example, dwarves can now trade in one of their abilities for Gold Sniffer. That's right, you get a +2 on perception checks related to metals, jewels, and gems. Because apparently dwarves are so keen on gems that they can smell it. I may not be able to see what color it is because I'm using dark vision, but that smells like a ruby to me. Alright. Now, down to the giant question. Is it worth buying? Is it worth shelling out the cash? Well, if you are absolutely content with Pathfinder, then probably not, because all it is its extra stuff. I really like it because it has produced several of the things I was looking for. For example, the modifications to the classes. There's, like, variant rules on how to be a crossbow fighter, which is something that I've been dying to see. There are, in the classes, they have great classes. I may make fun of Inquisitor and Oracle and Witch and whatnot, but let's face it, those are actually solid core classes that actually, by level 20, or hell, by level 5, actually begin to pan out and meet up with their buddies. Although I'm still not a big fan of the Summoner. Then the feats. I love their feats. Their equipment is fairly useful. The Prestige classes are awesome because I like the Rage Prophet, which is basically a screaming barbarian slash oracle. The the magic items are fun, the spells are fun, but let's face it, it's all extra stuff. Is this absolutely essential? Will the world shatter if you do not get this? No, but you will be behind, which will make you a loser.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.